This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. My guest tonight is officially retired from baseball. Yankees great Bernie Williams signed his retirement papers just last month and told reporters he loved being part of a Yankees run that resulted in so much success. And now his number 51 jersey will be retired this Saturday.
I'm just kind of going back when I was a 17-year-old kid down in Puerto Rico, signing the contract to play in the minor leagues, you know, coming right out of high school. I would have never thought that a moment like this would happen. So I'm extremely proud and grateful and very honored.
Bernie Williams is a 5-time All-Star and a 4-time World Series champion. And most people remember him for his clutch performances when the game was on the line, like his walk-off homer in Game 1 of the American League Championship Series in 1996, with Bob Costas on the call.
And here's a drive to left. It's mighty high, it's mighty far, and good night.
Bernie's prowess as a switch hitter was never more clear than when he smacked a homer from both sides of the plate in Game 4 of the American League Division Series in 1996.
Hit to right center field. Back it goes. Back, 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 back. Gone! We're tied! Bernie Williams, his second home run here in 2 days, and the Yankees have forged back from a 4-0 deficit. There it goes to left field. Back, 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 back. Gone! Second home run of the game for Bernie Williams. Third in 2 days. And the Yankees have an important insurance run. They lead it 6-4.
Both of those special moments were the building blocks of a Yankees team that would go on to win that year and 3 more times in Williams' amazing career. Through the years, we've come to know Bernie as a terrific jazz musician as well. It was in 2009 that Bernie was a guest here on Sports Jam, and I thought you'd like to hear most of that special program once again in honor of Bernie's big day at Yankee Stadium this Saturday. Bernie, great to see you, and thanks for joining us.
It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Growing up in Puerto Rico and when you were a teenager, you loved both classic guitar and baseball. What came first?
I would say probably both of them came out the same time, around the time that I was 7, 8 years old. I remember my dad, him being a merchant marine, brought a guitar from Spain, and he brought a book, and he started teaching himself how to play, and he became pretty good. And I used to hear him every night when I was a little kid, and I asked him to teach me a couple of chords, and he was my first guitar teacher that I ever had, and he was the same guy that brought me out on the field to practice baseball after school every day since I was a very young kid. So it had both things going on at the same time, pretty much.
Bernie, why is it that sports and music intertwine so much, in your opinion?
Well, I think that for a performer's point of view, in order for me to be successful in both disciplines, my mentality had to be one that was very much goal-oriented and very intense in my preparation. And it worked really well for both disciplines. You know, I had to do everything that I needed to do to be a baseball player, which was, you know, the running, the hitting, the soft toss, and all the practices. And I did that, you know, obviously very intensely with a goal in mind. And As far as music, it was the same thing, just practicing my scales and my arpeggios and listening to music and finding new ways of hearing music that could be fresh and new, feeding my creative side. It was certainly a lot of similarities between both disciplines for the performer. For the listener, obviously, you know, it's all about rhythm and being at the right time, at the right place, you know, looking for that moment where you strike the ball at the right time to hit a home run. And the moment where when you hit a note at the right time that makes everybody look up and smile and say, wow, man, that was great. There's so many similarities between music and sports.
Do you think that the fact that you're a switch hitter, and the fact that you have to use both hands and a guitar. And is that any – did guitar playing maybe even help you out in baseball or vice versa?
Well, I think it was – rather than the physical things that I needed to do, for me it was more the mentality, more the mental approach. Guitar, obviously, you use both hands, but you do different things with both hands. In sports, when I had to throw, I threw with my right hand, and I used my left hand to catch the ball. And being a switch hitter, obviously, you know that you do the same thing in both sides of the plate, but you're using both hands. So I think, in a way, it did help me more the rhythm part, you know, as far as the timing. And to being able to make adjustments very quickly in music and in sports when you're performing live, you only have one moment to make that first impression, and when you're playing baseball, you know, when the ball comes, you know, it's like halfway through the plate, you can't call timeout and say do over,
right.
You have to be able to make adjustments really quick and to be able to rise. Through the performance and the pressure situation, and it worked really well for me.
What has been your best moment as a performer, both as a guitarist and on the field as a Yankee?
Well, I'm certainly hoping that my best moments as a guitar player are yet to come.
Well, this is one of the best moments for us to have you here, let me tell you.
Well, thank you so much. It's a lot easier to answer that question as a baseball player, because my career, obviously, it's definitely, I haven't been playing for 2 years. After playing for 16 years with the Yankees, I would certainly say that one of my most memorable moments was in 1998, when I won the batting title in Yankee Stadium in front of my home crowd in the last day of the regular season, battling the hated Red Sox and Mo Vaughn. You know, I'm just kidding about that, but I would say that definitely one of the things that made me feel very proud of the fact that I was a baseball player. And the other one, certainly last year, the last game in the regular season in Yankee Stadium, being introduced as one of the obviously former Yankees, and listening to the standing ovation that they gave me, that was certainly one of my greatest moments as an athlete.
Another chance to the left side. Hayes waits. The Yankees are champions of baseball.
You'll be forever remembered as part of that great core of players that won four World Series with the Yankees. But the fact that you're homegrown, I think that's why people love you so much, don't you think? The fact that you just weren't charted in to win World Series. You were here. You grew up with the Yankees. You are a Yankee.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, there's an element of, you know, an in-house. You know, you're one of us. You know, we recruited you. We saw you grow as a person, as a human being, and as a baseball player. And it's like, you know, right before our eyes. And all of a sudden, you know, I first came to the Yankees when I was 22 years old. And to be able to play until I was like 37, 38, you know, that's a whole lifetime in baseball years. And the fact that I was able to do it with the Yankees, I think it certainly helped. Although I know about other players like Tino Martinez, that he wasn't really a grown Yankee, that fans, because of his demeanor and his personality, fans grew to love him as well.
Bernie, you patrolled center field for many years for the Yankees, and you were back out there this year, opening day of the new Yankee Stadium. And I know my good buddy broadcaster Dave Popkin, who is a big Yankees fan, says he wasn't real emotional until you went out and played your live version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game in center field. He says then he got misty, and so many eyes were not dry at that point at Yankee Stadium. And I know earlier today on Jazz 88, you joined our hosts Rhonda Hamilton and Bill Daughtry and gave us another treat performing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Let's listen in.
Thank you. Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Now batting for the Yankees, number 51, Bernie Williams. Number 51.
The voice of the late great public address announcer at Yankee Stadium, Bob Shepard. Bernie Williams' number 51 jersey will be retired this Saturday at Yankee Stadium. You're listening to Sports Jam on WBGO, The Jazz Source. I'm Doug Doyle. It was back in this 2009 interview that Bernie Williams talked about not only his moving forward CD, but his wonderful baseball career. That day was also filled with plenty of sadness after learning about one of the musicians on his CD had just passed away. And on his CD moving forward is also the work of basketball star and bassist Wayman Tisdale. We found out this morning we lost Wayman after a battle with cancer. I know this has to be very, very difficult news for you today, Bernie, because he's on your CD, yet you never really had a chance to meet him. He did his work in the studio. You were hoping to get together with him. And today we lost the former basketball star.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the news, as a matter of fact, I just learned about this probably less than an hour ago on my way here to the studio to do this interview. And certainly very surprised and shocked of the news, and certainly our thoughts go with his family and, you know, praying for peace and understanding in this moment. It was so, for me, it was so, so bizarre because we share so many things in common, being, in the public eye for so many years as a professional athlete and being a successful professional athlete. And then he was sort of paved the way, for me to be, you know, a professional musician. He was a very successful bass player, smooth jazz player with, a number of records, things recorded. We were so happy to have him play in our album. And as a matter of fact, the first melody that you hear in the album is his piccolo bass playing this melody line for the opening track. So, you know, I had so many things that I wanted to share with him. I think certainly his legacy is going to live forever. And for all the people that knew him as a basketball player, as well as all the people that knew him as a great musician, certainly it left us way too soon.
Yeah, very difficult news. Wayman Tisdale was a three-time All-American at Oklahoma who played 12 seasons in the NBA. And as you heard from Bernie, was doing quite well as a bassist. He dies after a two-year battle with cancer. Wayman Tisdale was 44 years old. You can hear his work on Bernie Williams' new CD. Bernie Williams is our guest here on Sports Jam. Bernie, I heard you in the hallway before we started this interview. Being here at Jazz 88 is pretty special for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been a big fan of the station. Since we don't have the CD 101.9 anymore, one of the other smooth jazz stations, this to me, this was more of a traditional jazz stations, and I've always been a fan of straight ahead music and bebop and all that great stuff, which is very bizarre for me to be here and being interviewed and doing you know, being part of the Pledge, you know, run. And I could picture myself in the radio listening to it and say, "Oh man, that's me talking." So it's I feel very, very happy to be here and certainly being part of this great program.
A little loop around into right center field, and Bernie Williams, what a play! Bernie Williams, the play of the game, and Bernie's still on the ground. I don't know if he hurt himself or not. And now Gene Monahan, the head trainer, running out to center field. Bernie's got the ball in his glove, and he may have knocked the breath out of him when he hit the ground. What a play by Bernie!
So I imagine, as being one of the greatest clutch players baseball has seen in this area, being on stage and know that it's time to perform in front of people, that pressure has to be a familiar thing for you and one that you can handle.
Well, it's I am very very glad to have, you know, a great support system with my family and my parents that installed me some great values when I was a kid. And I think one of the best things that they said was, you know, always to be prepared and to do the best that I could and give 100% all the time. And it doesn't matter how much you prepare for things like that, you always get nervous. And I think in the measure that you prepare yourself and you feel in your heart that you have done everything that you can to be ready for it, that nervousness becomes more of an excitement, kind of a state of mind. And I'm certainly able to enjoy the moment a lot more. Nevertheless, it's a good nervousness. You know, once I get an opportunity to interact with the fans, as opposed to baseball, that it's so based on numbers. Music, I find that people are pulling for me to do well.
Sure. Is it tough to be so good at one thing and then trying to make a whole new career in another? How difficult has that been for you?
I think it has been somewhat difficult because of the fact that I'm so new. Not at making music, but just at the industry, just knowing the ins and outs of the recording industry and how, you know, the interaction, you know, and, you know, the recording process and everything like that. You know, it's exciting in a way, and it's such a it's a great learning experience. But yeah, it's something that I am incurring into right now and doing it. Even though I've been a great fan of music for all these years, baseball is something that I did for a living for more than 20 years, if you start counting, you know, the years in the minor leagues. So I really was very comfortable in those surroundings. This is quite new to me, and I find that for my, as a pleasant surprise, it's people are so supportive of this effort. You know, I knew that there was going to be a lot of skepticism, you know, with some other people saying, well, this guy was a baseball player. Now he has a lot of this time in his hands and he's just doing this, you know, this just to kill time. And I hope that, you know, with them listening to the music and knowing that all the effort that was put into it, that they will be pleasantly surprised, you know, to say, well, this guy actually has a pretty good idea what he's doing. And hopefully we'll hear a little bit more of him.
What is the favorite track on Moving Forward for you, and can you tell us briefly why?
Well, I think they're all my favorite because I think they represent a very intimate part of my life. But I can tell you about a few. I can tell you about Lullaby for Beatrice, which is the song that I did for my daughter a couple of years back, when actually maybe 5 or 6 years back when she was about 9 or 10. She wanted to take guitar lessons. When we were in vacation in the off season down in Puerto Rico, and we took some, we started, you know, the same way my dad did with me. We just started teaching her some chords and came up with this little melody. And I said, "This is our song," and she was so excited about it. A couple of days later, she said, "Daddy, let's sing our song." And I completely forgot all about it. It was terrible.
And now she's quite a basketball player, I understand.
She is. But that's how the Lullaby for Beatrice came about. So it has such a special meaning to me. And now she's a basketball player, and then she loves music as well. But, you know, every track on the CD has a special meaning for me. And even the CD before that, The Journey Within, you know, I try to, because I'm not that big of a talker, although I might be able to fool you here, but I'm better explaining things through music and through melodies. And that's, you know, that I think I'm at my best, you know, when I talk, you know, with my instrument and try to put a song together to express my feelings.
Lullaby for Beatrice, written by Bernie Williams for his daughter. Just one of the songs with special meaning for the former Yankee great on his second major CD, Moving Forward. That was released in April of this year under the Reform Records label. The album featuring 14 tracks and includes some collaborative tracks with other artists such as Bruce Springsteen, John Secada, and Dave Koz. Lullaby for Beatrice. And when you're talking about your kids, you have three of them, you can tell they are the light of your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're, oh man, I die for them.
I certainly can understand that.
One out, no one on. Bottom of the eighth, 1-0 Seattle. It'll be a 3-2. Swung on and hit high in the air to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone! Bernie goes boom. He drills a home run the short way in the right field seats. Burn, baby, burn! And the Yankees tie the ball game at one. Home run by Bernie.
You've had such a fabulous baseball career with the Yankees, and as you look back, you've had the opportunity to do a lot of things on the baseball diamonds, but you've said in the past, I may never retire officially. Tell us exactly what you mean by that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, obviously there have been so many instances, you know, within the past 2 years that I have been able to somewhat put a little closure in my baseball career. Nevertheless, you know, this past spring, I had an opportunity to play baseball again at a very high intensity level when I was part of the Puerto Rican team that participated in the World Baseball Classic down in Puerto Rico and then in Miami. And I had a lot of those feelings to come back. You know, I had an opportunity to prepare for that tournament during the spring training camp in Yankee Stadium. I mean, not in Yankee Stadium, but in Tampa, where they have spring training. I spent about 2.5 weeks there, and I started feeling, well, maybe, you know, that this will be a good thing for me because it'll let me know if I am able to play, keep up with these guys, new guys, and or maybe it is time for me to, you know, close it out. And to my surprise, I was like, well, after a week or so, I was able to keep up with these guys. I was playing, and they got me hitting life against life pitching. And I was like, dude, man, I can still do this.
Doesn't it make you feel good that people still say they want you there? They want you as a Yankee. Still to this day, there's always talk. Where's Bernie at? We want to have him in the lineup.
Yeah, it feels great. It feels great. It's, you know, obviously a testament on how great New York fans and especially Yankee fans are, you know, supporting their players. You know, I was very fortunate to be part of so many great teams over my career, very, very blessed. And I don't think Yankee fans forget that. And, you know, I think in a way it reminds them on how things used to be a couple of years back in the mid-90s and early 2000s and how, you know, how we want to get back to that point again in which, you know, being in the playoffs every year and winning baseball, winning world championships, you know, almost every year. I think one of the guys that reminds them of those times, and it always puts a smile. I would imagine that it would put a smile on their faces.
You are certainly moving forward. The title of your second CD, Bernie Williams, thanks for all the thrills on the baseball field, but more importantly for you now, good luck and congratulations on another successful CD and your music career. We look forward to seeing you and hearing you again.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
What a talent and what a gentleman, Bernie Williams. Congratulations to Bernie Williams, not only officially retiring from baseball last month, but his jersey being retired at Yankee Stadium this coming Saturday. Bernie Williams is also scheduled to perform at the Three Sails Jazz Festival at Ocean County College in Toms River on June 12th and 13th. Sports Jam is a WBGO News production. You can check out all the shows by going to WBGO.org/SportsJam. Find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on iTunes. Join me next Wednesday night at 7:30 for another edition of Sports Jam. Until then, I'll see you at the game.